And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight this week has us talking girls soccer with junior Adeline Ellsbury. The Orion Sherrard Cambridge Soccer Co-op, 19-2 record at this point in the season. So, Adeline, I guess we'll start with that. I mean, been a very successful spring for you and your teammates. What do you think have been some of the biggest keys for the success that you guys have seen on the field this year?
Well, I just think that, you know, it's a group of a lot of seniors, and we've just played together for a long time, and we have a lot of selfless players on the team, and it's just a really good group to be a part of, and I really enjoy being on this team because we always know that, like, we always have each other's backs and always, like, are encouraging, and it's just a really good program.
Well, I think something that's kind of interesting about, obviously, that the team you play with is it's a co-op between three separate schools. So kids from Sherrard play on the team, kids from Orion, kids from the Cambridge School District do as well. So what's that like, I guess, kind of having that all meshed together where you have kids coming from three different districts each day to practice and to games? Does that provide any challenges, you think, as you've got to experience it?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that it's actually really a good thing for us because it brings a lot of different people and a lot of different experiences and different positions that we need on the field. And it puts you in a different group than you're around in school every single day. And you just get to meet new people and make new friends. And I really enjoy it.
So a really big year for you individually as the club's leading scorer. So speak about what you've seen on the field for you maybe that's allowed you to have such a big season this year in your junior year.
I think it's mainly just about, like, how selfless we are. Like, we're always willing to, like, give that extra pass to make the best shot, like, give up a good shot for the best shot. And it's just a really good group and a lot of people who just, like, want what's best for the team and not what's best for themselves. And I'm really glad to be a part of this team.
So I talked with your head coach, Rick Klein, a little earlier in the week, and he was telling me the story about how, you know, the Three Rivers Athletic Conference is not an official conference for girls soccer because there aren't quite enough participating teams, but you were able to sweep the rest of the conference schools that participate in girls soccer this season. And he talked a little bit about how normally you guys get unofficial conference championship t-shirts. So I know it's not necessarily an official conference championship you won, but virtually it is, as you beat every other team in the conference. So is that something that you look to maybe try to do each year, even though you can't officially say conference champions, you still kind of can?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, everyone wants to win, but it's just, like, always a goal to just kind of beat the people in your surrounding area, and it's just a fun to be a part of it because we typically do get it, like conference champs, even though it's not actually, but we enjoy, like, saying that we got it. And
so I know you're a three-sport athlete. You play on three, or I should say play in three programs that have a lot of traditional success. We're speaking about the Orion Sherrard Cambridge Soccer Co-op today, but, you know, you play girls basketball at Sherrard, always, you know, a lot of wins each year. Volleyball, a lot of wins, it feels like. And then outside of the sports that you're specifically involved with, you know, I know the girls track and field team at Sherrard, always very successful, and softball having a good year. On the boys' side, the boys' basketball team had a really special season. Baseball having a good spring, too. So it just feels like year in and year out, Sherrard is pretty successful basically around the school year in athletics. So speaking about the three programs you're a part of and then the teams you aren't, I mean, is that something that you kind of notice and pick up on? And maybe what do you see as the reason why there's so much success at the school, you think?
I think it's just, like, we just really have a supportive community. There's always more Sherrard fans at the game, whether it's a home or away. And I think that, like, we're a place where you can just go to people and you can find help when you need it, and you're not having to worry about, like, not knowing what to do. There's just, like, always people you can go to and willing to help.
All right, looking ahead now, I know the postseason just a couple of weeks away from getting underway in girls soccer. So 19-2 as we're speaking today. Just talk about the goals you have for the rest of the season before the year wraps up here in a few weeks once you get into the postseason.
I'm hoping to continue to go undefeated and continue to work on possessing the ball and finding the open shots and hopefully do well in the postseason as well.
All right, Sherrard junior soccer standout Adeline Ellsbury joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week. The Orion Sherrard Cambridge girls soccer co-op 19-2 on the season here as we start to shift our focus towards the postseason. Adeline, really appreciate the time and good luck the rest of the year.
Yes, thank you for having me, Ty.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.